Right on.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that auto war. I know I just stopped out of nowhere, and I'm really sorry, but I just wanted to give you a real, real quick preview of the Funky Monks, and that show is going to come up soon. We did it 2 years ago, where we did a Chili Peppers album, and it was fucking awesome. A lot of people came out.
Dude, I still fucking remember that shit. Mostly because of the scene when, you know, when the B-side's dropping and the funk's all going, and, you know, the tube saw comes out.
You were one of the lucky curtain holders, huh?
That was some proper shit right
there. Do you think you'll be a curtain holder this year or what?
As in, like, wear a tube sock on my face?
Or? No, as in, like, hold the curtain and fucking get butt naked at a fucking venue.
Oh, true. Was that me?
Yeah, that was you, man.
I remember that shit.
Shit, man. A lot of people came out to that. We're doing...
that was sick as fuck.
Yeah, dude, we did Blood, Sex, Sugar, Magic, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and a couple of like encore songs this year. We're doing Californication and an
entire. Dude, fucking Jake, like doing the fucking mohawk, and he looked like fucking Frusciante,
man.
From Taxi.
I know who you're talking about. I forgot his name.
He looked just
about.
Like fucking.
That's
Robert
really
De Niro
funny,
from
man.
Fucking Taxi Driver.
I didn't even think about that. That's
identical,
so funny.
Dude. Yeah. Jake looks Italian as fuck. I know. I just went there.
Yeah, he does. He's from Roanoke, Virginia. He's got a... I don't know. He's white, so he's from everywhere. You know how white people are. That's how it is. But, yeah, man, that's some funky shit. You know, we played a little bit. We had practice that was our first practice, and we're going to be practicing every fucking week and getting ready for this show, and it's going to be...
When's the day?
I believe May 8th. 5th at Modernista.
May 5th.
There's three.
Could be bad for me though.
There's Saturdays in May. One's at DDC. One's at Modernista. We're trying.
I mean,
to
I could be
for.
Back, but like, there's the May holiday, and right. Straight up after this fucking Rome thing, I'm actually gonna try and leave the country every fucking holiday.
Yeah. Well, you should, man. Fuck being
here. Because, dude, we're here.
Yeah.
Right. Even just Southeast Asia, dude. Like it's a
it's
a hop, skip, and a fucking jump.
I've been telling everybody that, man, and I've been doing that myself. I've been to almost all the countries.
It's such a waste not to.
And it's cheap, man. Even though I went to Cambodia, I did pay a little under $5,000 for the thing. But
yeah,
it was
Chinese
name,
right?
I went there 6 weeks prior to, and I only paid $2,400.
Yeah, I know. But these fuckheads, they know. They start charging probably like 2 months before.
No, I bought it, like, within the month, man.
What I'm saying is these fucks probably know to start, like, overcharging. Because, like, a flight to anywhere in Southeast Asia should be about $3,000.
Yeah, I think Thailand is pretty good as
maybe
well.
Maybe four, but that's like a seven-hour flight, right?
There's actually, that's a good question. I usually connect, I've been to Thailand once, I connected somewhere.
I'm talking Direct.
Direct. Direct? I have no fucking idea.
I think direct's like about 7 hours-ish to like Pattaya or Bangkok.
There is a span of about 2 months, I think, or so, or whatever, that you can actually get a ticket from Beijing to either Sydney or Melbourne, somewhere in Australia, for 2,000 kwai round trip.
Crazy shit.
That is fucking awesome. But I forget
dude,
when
there
that is.
If some Melbourne, I'd go there. Because I heard, dude, this is what I heard. Because one of my best buddies, from my Taiwan days, my best buddy.
Yeah.
He's 2 days old. He's a year and 2 days older than me.
Right.
But we used to call each other fucking twins because we were both pretty much the same height. And yeah, we both had the same.
Act a fool also, or what?
No, we both had the same taste for bad things.
Yeah.
Taste for destruction, that's
taste,
the one.
Taste for destruction, or taste for the bad women, taste for the bad monkey, we're taste for the bad muffler.
We're cum boys. Yeah. Anyway, I heard Melbourne is like the most European-looking fucking city.
Outside of Europe?
Outside of Europe.
Really? I've never heard that before.
Okay, maybe not outside of Europe. That might have been a misquote, but the most European-looking city in Australia, at least.
Because there's so many cities to choose from, right? That was a very quick change. Because I've been to Buenos Aires. Because
I don't
Argentina.
Know. I don't have a fucking phone to fact check.
Like, you know, like, I've been to Buenos Aires in Argentina many times, and they consider themselves the Europeans of South America.
I mean, come on, like, the fucking Spanies were fucking running shit.
Yeah, you know, but...
For what, like, 600 fucking years almost? Yeah,
for a while, until they started killing people from the...
No, they started that pretty early.
That's true. That's very, very
fucking
true.
Fucking conquistador cunts. Like, just...
Yeah.
Like, what was that one battle? I can't actually... Oh, I feel like such a dumbass, because I would love to actually... put the title on this battle, but...
Well, he's you look it up.
Okay, like, my mom told me this. My mom told me this fucking story where the Incas...
Okay.
...actually had a visit from some blonde Indo-European... Anglo... Saxon. Not Anglo.
Okay.
Indo-European-looking people, so, like, Nordic-ish... Blonde, long hair, blue eyes.
Okay.
They came in peace. They were nice, this and that, and they're like, we'll be back someday.
Right.
I mean, so when the Spaniards came, they thought that they were them. From what I know about history, they're probably Vikings.
Yeah. You're talking about the Incans in Peru?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know when... in Mexico, when the settlers came,
actually thought they worshipped them as gods.
Well, yeah, because they thought it was Quetzalcoatl that was. Oh, actually, my friend Lucy told me, she's Mexican, she told me how to say that. I forgot it. Quetzalcoatl or something like that. They thought it was Quetzalcoatl coming back.
Because they never saw them before.
Right, right.
So they saw them as these, like, Adonises or whatever.
Yeah, and then,
and then the Spanies came and they just started fucking using, what would they call it? Fire sticks or some shit? AK rifles?
They didn't even need to, man. They just needed to shake hands and they were...
Dude, there was this one battle where there was, like... Again, I'm just pulling facts out of my ass.
That's alright, look it up, man. It's all good. You know, you got your phone up there. It's alright.
Anyway, it was maybe, like, 300 Spaniards versus, like, a couple thousand Incan warriors.
Mayan. Or Incan.
Incan warriors.
Okay.
They wiped them the fuck out because they had rifles and they had higher ground.
Of course, that's like a no-brainer, you know? Like, that's pretty crazy. Are you big into history? Or what?
I love it.
You should listen to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. They're like 4 or 5 hours long. The last one that came out, they come out every couple of months, but it's because it takes so long to make and they're so like... I don't know. They tell history so fucking well. The last one was about, like, the gladiator games and the executioners back in the day. I immediately thought of you when I started listening to it, man. They got really detailed, and I think you would fucking love it. It's fucking awesome. That's Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Really, really, really good episodes. Really good episode on Genghis Khan also. You know? Like, he fucking killed so many people, he lowered the carbon footprint of the Earth. Do you understand what that's like, man? Like, that's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's to be able to do that to the planet, basically. And, like, he basically... I mean, he took over a lot of places, and he... apparently, there's a lot of relationship that's... or ancestry that goes right back to him. How you doing with that fact check?
Not even looking.
No? Not even looking? Not even close? Not even close at all. And Dan's been slowly finishing off that rum bottle. He's on number, let me see, what is that? Number three on the beer, and you know, he's doing pretty well. He's trying to keep up, but he keeps drunk texting, and I don't know why. I told him to turn his phone off, but he doesn't want to listen. You want to tell us about your drunk texting? Nah.
And you okay? So that fact check, okay. I'm gonna look up. I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
I'll try my best.
So it was Inkins.
My mom told me about this story about there was some blonde, blue-eyed motherfuckers that came several hundred years.
Right.
Or maybe, let's say, again, this is a fact check.
Right.
A fair bit before the Spaniards did.
Right. And you said they came in peace and that they would be back again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't actually know a lot of what we're taught. You know, we're taught a lot of things that end up being wrong. There's a lot of stuff, especially in Egypt. They keep finding things. They keep finding things that suggest that humans are much older than people expected. You know, it goes back 12,000 years, or some that even go 100,000 years, and like mainstream archaeology refuses to accept that. And then you have people that they're labeled pseudoscience, and like Graham Hancock, for example, who's been vindicated recently, which he's an Egyptologist also, and he's been vindicated, which is really, really great. People didn't really believe a lot of what he said, and they laughed a lot at what he said, which is really sad. But, you know, have you seen the movie The Lost City of Z? So I didn't see the movie either. I read the book, though, about Colonel Percy Fawcett, who went to go look for the City of Gold.
Oh, you mean fucking El Dorado?
Yeah. So his name was Colonel Percy Fawcett. They never found him. Apparently, they made a movie about that, which I would love to see, but I don't know if it's out here.
In the cartoon?
Huh? I didn't know it was a cartoon.
It's a cartoon in El Dorado.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing about, though. Like, Mexico wasn't called Mexico.
What was it called?
Mexico was a city.
Okay.
That city is also called Tenochtitlan.
Well, yeah. It had obviously had the Mayan names, obviously.
Tenochtitlan was actually a floating paradise city.
Uh-huh.
With water all around it. They built it on barges, and they had all those temples, those fucking pyramids and all that shit.
The ziggurats.
And it was a thriving fucking empire.
Yeah, there were, what, millions?
It was thriving as fuck. They were fucking, a trade hub, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
But they did have this one little thing that they were into called, or let's just say they had this one belief.
The human sacrificing?
In order for the sun to rise every day,
there
had to be bloodletting.
Yeah.
And when they bloodlet people from those pyramids, which were the temples,
right,
they let it run down.
Right.
And they left the blood there.
Right.
Again, this is my personal analysis. I don't actually know if this is based on fact, but I would assume...
I've been to Chichen Itza before.
I would assume that leaving blood out in the fucking sun every single day on a daily basis could cause a lot of fucking viral and airborne fucking disease.
Well, I mean, if it's all from the same people, it could, or, you know, maybe they are all immune to it or such, who the fuck knows. But, you know, I know that they did have sporting events where the winning team were killed, and it was an honor.
So this was technically the origin of soccer, and also you could actually argue that this could actually be the base of basketball, because how you'd play was, it was like a soccer field, but there was a loop
of stone
fairly high up,
right?
And they would kick stones in through the loop, and
they
that's
were like
how you
huge
would score.
Ball thing. Because I've been there, I've seen it.
Oh yeah, that's like, how it was, like a fucking cannonball, but like a stone version. They would kick it through the loop, so it was a mix of basketball and soccer.
Right.
And the losing team would all be murdered.
No, the winning team would be. It would be an honor
really?
To win. Yes, That's what's so weird about it. The winning team
that's
is
crazy.
The one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the winning team is the one that would be. That would be.
I thought it was the losing team.
Nope.
Just like.
No, because they considered it an honor, which is fucking crazy. There's apparently a 13-year-old kid who just found. I could be wrong on that, but like a young kid who just found in Guatemala, maybe a huge, huge city, like an old Mayan city, which is like deep inside the jungle. Which to me is crazy that you can still, in 2018, find lost cities like that. You know what I mean? In the middle of the jungle. It's like fucking insane to me. And I think that's really fucking interesting. And I hope that they're able to like dig shit up like that all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like thousands of years ago even, the water level was definitely different than now. You know what I mean?
It's like so fucking Venice, man. That place is sinking, but how old is Venice? I'd say, if I have to pull it out of my head, out of my ass, because I hate having to fact check all the fucking time, but it's at least 500 to 600 years old.
Uh-huh.
But that shit's sinking.
Right.
Like a motherfucker.
We're sinking right now, too. Every year. One inch or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, dude, it was crazy. I saw on Reddit, like, there was, like, a fucking time lapse of the northern ice caps.
Yeah. Was it with the glaciers?
And just the amount that is just...
There's a glacier the size of Delaware. There's a glacier the size of Delaware just floating around that just fucking fell off. Can you imagine that? Like, and people don't believe that global warming is real? Like, you know, what do you think of that? You think it's real?
I mean, isn't it fucking obvious? Every fucking year has been more and more weird.
It has been, right? Like,
even since being here in Beijing, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, okay, China has done some things to actually stop and curb the pollution levels. But this year has actually been the bluest that I've ever seen.
Yes.
But on top of it...
But you know why, right?
I think it's actually been one of the rainiest fucking years. And Beijing is not set up for any form of rain.
No.
For some weird reason.
Remember where we used to live.
Well, I mean, for some weird reason.
Well, the sewer system
we're
sucks.
We're borderline on the fucking desert.
Like, where it's like a bowl. So
dude,
it, like,
look at the fucking dirt.
Yeah.
It's clay.
Right. But, like, it's crazy, even right before I moved to China in February 2013, in October 2012, New York got hit by Hurricane Sandy, man. We had no power for 10 days. Like, New York got hit by a fucking hurricane in New York. You know how crazy that is? Like, people weren't prepared for that. Like, the tunnels were fucking flooded. Like, things were, like, cars were floating all over the fucking place. Like, half the city was out of power. Like, we were out on Long Island, like, we didn't have any power at all, like, it was fucking crazy. And, like, you start to wonder, like, this shit is real, man. Like, it can, like, really go down. And what I'm thinking is, like, if one day you have some huge catastrophe like that happen, like, how many people do you think could really fucking survive? You know what I mean?
New York, in particular, Manhattan.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general, let's say there's just like a bad catastrophe or something like that. Like, how many people do you really think can survive? Like in Fallout, for example. We both play Fallout 4, which is a fucking awesome, awesome game. You know, like, would you be able to, like, that's probably something that would happen. Like, things like that, you know? Like, would you be able to survive something like that or what? What do you think? Like,
nuclear war, you'd hope to fucking God that you're low enough, but does anyone really know? How many times has that actually happened? Hiroshima, Nagasaki,
right.
Chernobyl. Besides that, has there ever been a real, well, I guess Fukushima now.
Well, that's a little different, but, you know, we've had our, like, own tests of, like, you know, nuclear bombs or, you know, and, like, what we had during, like, Hiroshima and Nagasaki doesn't compare to what we have now. You know what I mean? it's like, it's a lot more fucking powerful right now. You know, it's really fucking scary, and you never know what the fuck could happen. Especially if imagine we're stuck here, and something happens, you can't go fucking home. We're fucking like stuck here, and you just can't go. Even like things like volcanoes. Like there was a volcano in Bali recently, and there was like people that couldn't fly back home. Same thing in Iceland. There was a volcano in Iceland. People couldn't fly back home, and that's just a volcano, which is like a natural thing. Now, just imagine like a huge fucking disaster. You know what I mean? Like, it could be pretty fucking wild. Do you think you survive?
That's a fucked up question, cause the douchebag and the fucking ultra fucking whatever in me would be like, yeah, fuck it, would I fucking, you know, I'd punch that fucking volcano. Not really, but you know what I mean. I'd be like, I would hope that I'd find a way, but this is also how I think.
Right.
If you can't survive, then you don't really deserve to.
Well, right, survival of the fittest. And I think that's a huge, we're overpopulated as is, which is a fucking problem. And, like, I think a disaster like that would definitely show who would be able to survive and who would not. And who would be able to, like, move on with bigger, better genes. Like, genes, G-E-N-E-S, obviously. Not wearing jeans. But, like, you know, we're running out of fucking, like, space to put all these fucking people, 7 fucking billion people on Earth. How the fuck do you deal with that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If there's a fucking nuclear war or something like that, I don't know how far I would be able to fucking, how, I don't know how long I'd be able to last, honestly. Like, especially here, if I get stuck here, man, like people go fucking crazy over little things. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, like, I think, like, in the States, like, a lot of places in the States, like, there's, like, looting and, like, just crazy shit, stockpiling, maybe even, no.
That would happen anyway.
No, let's call it how it is. A lot of people are stealing shit that they don't even need, because maybe they just assume that they're gonna die anyway.
Such as?
So, like, give me that fucking 70-inch fucking TV so I can fucking watch porn for the last time. Right. Who the fuck knows what's going through the goddamn head?
You have no fucking
clue. You don't
clue.
See people, like, fucking, you know, with a shopping cart with, like, you know, canned beans.
Right.
Like, fucking.
Well, you have all these doomsday preppers that are, like, actually, like, legitimately scared.
I mean,
scared,
they've been,
right?
Like, preparing for fucking decades.
Right.
But,
like, and that is just fucking scary if you think about that, like.
Not really. I mean, okay, I don't know. I don't know how to think about that. Because, I mean, really, that's your money. Like, I mean, that's
true.
Who gives a fuck what you do?
I guess my real...
I'd probably be more scared of someone who's stockpiling full, like, fucking tank shells and shit.
Like, yeah. Like, the guy that wants to fucking...
Expecting war.
Well, I mean...
Not that I'm against militia, because I am for militia.
Right.
In the sense of, like, you know, to protect yourself from being...
Well, that's why we have guns.
Invaded.
Right.
By your own fucking country.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason why I'm pro-gun is because I feel like the right to bear arms is to protect yourself from the very reason why we are a nation.
That is exactly why. Right.
Being under domination.
Right. By those that are supposed to be ruling us, which is like, that's what, like, is
no,
crazy.
No, not even those that are supposed to be ruling us. Those are supposed to be handling our affairs.
Right, right, right. Okay, I see what you mean.
They're not handling our affairs.
Right.
They're
right.
Using us to better their lives, and that is why I'm pro-fucking guns.
And also because it's fucking amazing to shoot, like, you know?
Well, yeah, I love guns.
We were talking about it before. It's fucking great.
I love shooting guns.
Yeah, man.
But it's the same as anything, dude. Like, I mean, straight up, if we're gonna, like, you know, split hairs about, like, lethal this and that, like, what? We're gonna ban every single, like, sharp object in the world, and technically, if you're in the fucking, like, if you're in fucking the commandos or even like special forces,
right,
your hands are registered as fucking lethal weapons because you're trained.
That's very true.
To
you're
fucking
trying to kill.
Murder someone right? with your fucking bare hands.
That's very, 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 very true. And that's like a oh man, I don't know. But I guess my original question would be like, how long do you think you would last if something happened? Is the original question. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would go maybe a week?
Depends on what we're talking about here. Are we still talking nuclear fallout or yeah. natural disaster?
Nuclear fallout.
Because do we even have enough fucking data on that shit?
Well,
like, what? Are we gonna, like, stockpile on, like, fucking, like, hazmat suits?
That's true.
Fucking, like,
that's true.
Gas can, like, air, fucking
gas masks yeah.
oxygen filters and all that shit. Like, I mean, you're not gonna survive a fucking minute if you don't have any of that
that's
shit.
That's true.
Or you're gonna be a fucking mutant.
No, like,
you know, like, everyone's gonna be a ginger like me.
They grow up to be like 8 feet fucking tall or whatever, like, and like, jeez, they end up being like big fucking monsters. It's fucking ridiculous. That's so fucking funny. But I don't know. Do you think we'll see that in our lifetime, or no?
Honestly. Of all the fucking weapons that were invented in this world, chemical, biological, I guess.
Yeah.
But I would say chemical and fucking nuclear are one of those that are just, they were invented to be like, don't even try.
Right.
That's what I would assume. Though, on the flip side, chemical has been used.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, even nuclear. Like, what's really funny
dude,
about
like
the
World War One, fucking mustard gas?
Uh-huh.
Holy cunt.
Like, Jesus. I can't even imagine. Like, I listened to a couple, like, stories.
Well, like,
from
even that, even the fucking ridiculous Hollywood movie The Rock.
Right.
GX gas.
Yeah. Well, that's a real thing, too.
Yeah.
North Korea's got it.
Yeah.
Like,
it got fucking banned because of what the fuck happens to you. Like, what? It just, like, boils you.
Didn't they use that on that chick, didn't those chicks use that on that guy in what do you call
yeah.
it? At the airport?
Kim Jong-un's
like, little
brother,
whatever?
Half-brother.
Yeah. Right, and then they put that VX nerve gas, they just fucking, oh, man, that was crazy. It was, like, a fucking crazy hit, like, assassin style. I've never seen anything like that before, and, like, they able to actually capture that shit on video is fucking insane. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Oh my goodness. I gotta light up myself a fucking cigarette. I don't even know what a fucking cigarette is. I got these right here.
But dude, no, it was nuts. Because I don't even know how they did it. Did they just like blow it in his face?
Yeah, it's like a fucking cloth. And they just put it in his cloth. And, like,
I think they literally just like had it on something and just like blew it in his face. From what it looked like from the fucking footage, and come on, this is what's fucked us. We live in a day and age where like you can zoom in from a satellite and like, you know, see someone fucking jerking off, but yet fucking
you can't see the fucking footage.
No, it's like fucking surveillance footage is so choppy and shit.
Yeah.
Where someone's wearing a hood and oh,
can't figure the fuck out.
You're fucked.
It's like in Las Vegas, like, oh, there's nobody found the footage in Las Vegas when that guy fucking mowed down all of two of the fucking concert. It's like, where the fuck is the footage for that?
And that's like, where conspiracy theories thrive, is because when there's shit like that, you're pretty ignorant not to question them.
Yeah. That was very, very true.
How the fuck did he. Okay. Let's get into conspiracy then.
Yeah.
How is he able to break through that fucking pane of glass?
Well, I don't think that's
that is supposedly, like, impenetrable.
I mean, if he has an assault rifle.
When I'm saying impenetrable, not saying, like, you know, you can't, like, blast your way through it, but no one fucking heard that.
Right. How did he get in and we don't see fucking footage?
That's where the shit thrives. And it's because why can't they answer these, in my mind, fairly basic and simple questions?
Yep.
Why does there always have to be all this
kind of like misdirection? Maybe
it's just like how is I can't honestly believe that people in control are that fucking what's the word? Someone who's just shit at their job, just
incompetent. Yeah.
How is there so much incompetence and it's not even on one level?
What if it's not
incompetence? I do not believe that there is that much incompetence. Yes, I've met a lot of stupid fucking people, but I do not believe that there is that much fucking incompetence, that there is not a shred of footage of him.
I mean, there definitely has to be some fucking footage somewhere.
Dude, that is where I actually have to agree with conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, that's why I could, yeah.
How is there not a single shred? Because, come on, this is Vegas, where they watch every square inch of that kind of room.
And it's like, then, like, people just forget about it. It's fucking crazy. It's so weird. Like, how do you, like, just let it go? Like, how do you think it's just okay to just let that shit go? You know what I mean? Like, you should be, like, questioning that stuff, and nobody seems to give a shit anymore. It's like, on to the next one, you know what I mean? And when I was a kid, I don't remember this, like, happening at all. I was talking about this the other day, like, all these fucking shootings and shit like that. I don't remember that shit ever happening. You know what I mean? Like, I remember Columbine, that's about it. But I was talking about
the other day. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know Columbine. Waco. I definitely know Waco. But fucking, what's it called? Even a bomber.
Oh, yeah, I sort of
when did that happen?
That was 1994.
Yeah. I mean, I was there for that. Yeah. Columbine, I remember.
Yeah.
Waco, I fucking remember.
But, like, yeah.
But, I mean, I was in Texas, so Waco was a fucking huge thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty, pretty fucking large thing. Yeah, I forgot about that. The anniversary was, like, recent for that, I think. I'm not sure.
But,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that shit.
And that shit, there's so much evidence that... There's so much evidence that the FBI just murdered them all.
A lot of them ended up getting murdered, man. That's what's fucked up.
They used a certain type of tear gas that was known to spark and actually ignite shit around it.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
The most fucked up thing is, yeah, there was guns.
Yeah,
they had guns. They were... I actually know their belief system, but they were probably borderline religious fanatics. I think they were a mix of religious and militia, where they didn't trust the government, and they were...
I think
they were stockpiling weapons and this and that because they thought there was going to be an end of days, and then the government was going to come and try and, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what they used on them had been used before and had the same fucking consequences. They used a certain type of tear gas that was known to spark on combustion and actually light other shit.
Right.
And they didn't just shoot one. Dude, they had fucking... They had fucking armored vehicles.
That's what I remember too. They had like tanks too. Like, it was pretty fucking nutty. Like, really.
I don't know who the fuck made that call.
Yeah, oh, that's a good question.
Someone made that fucking call.
Someone definitely decided to make that call, for sure.
And there wasn't just one of those canisters shot in there.
That's true. I haven't seen a video in a while. There is a video, right?
There was at least 50 people living in there.
How many people died?
It was a commune.
Everyone. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's so fucking women, children, and
women, children, men.
I know. But dude, women and children. Come on, that is really fucked up. The guys with the guns, okay, yeah, maybe they were shooting, and yeah, if you're shooting at a cop, you should get shot.
Right. Like, you know. Don't fucking shoot at a cop. Like.
Well, no, just like, as a human being, if I'm being shot at and I have a gun, I'm gonna shoot you too. But it was the way that it was handled. I'm sure there was some standoff, some shooting. But their choice of trying to tactically take it down when they knew because there are reports of it.
Yeah.
And there's reports of the previous time when that happened as well. That fucking particular type of tear gas or flashbang was known to fucking shoot off a fucking spark before it fucking does its action.
Right.
And it was known to potentially cause fucking fires.
Yeah.
And they roasted them.
And they did it anyway.
They roasted them.
That's gotta be like the worst fucking thing. Burned alive or drowned, I think, would probably be the worst way to go. No?
I don't know. I've heard, I mean, then again, who the fuck, actually, no, that's not true. I was about to say, who the fuck can say, yeah, once you drown or once you get lethal injected. Some people have clinically died and been resuscitated.
Yes, that's
from
true.
Drowning.
Okay.
Not from lethal injection.
Yeah, not from lethal injection. That's pretty fucking lethal.
But they described it as the last few conscious
moments
to be just like,
yeah,
as your lungs start filling up, then I guess you kind of feel like a form of weightlessness.
Yeah, but you're dead already. Like, what about the choking?
No, I mean, you're still alive enough to feel the weightlessness, so I don't know. But from what I've heard,
drowning
is actually, you get this weird euphoria.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. Like, it's like a dopamine almost, like, comes out right beforehand. That's like, yeah, I've heard that before.
That's probably your body straight up coming to peace of, like,
well, it's an adrenaline rush.
Well, it's like having the same on like a plane. When the fucking thing drops, they give you pure oxygen so that you don't.
Yeah, I thought that was a myth though from a movie. I don't know either, but it could be. I mean, it would work, right?
Like, I guess.
I haven't been in that situation. I hope I've been in that fucking situation, but you know.
But yeah. That's
I hope I just die. If and when I die, well, if when I die, it's gonna be nice and peaceful and nothing burning or crashing. But fuck that shit. You know?
I mean, even like falling through elevators, like when I first moved here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like living back home. I never lived in anything higher than, you know, you walk in the door and you walk up to the second floor.
Yeah, and there you are, you're home.
And then I move here, and the first place that I stay at is on the 22nd floor.
Jesus.
And in an elevator, everything before the fifth floor is kind of rosy, it's just kind of a smooth ride, but once you start hitting, like, the 7th, 8th, it kind of does a
little shaky-shaky.
Yeah. Once you're hitting the 20th, you start kind of feeling like pressure, and I don't know, something happens.
Dude, I think.
And it would just, every time I would. What's fucked is like, this is the thought process that went through my mind. It's not, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, over and over, there's a camera in here. Don't be a pussy. Don't die. No, let me rephrase. Don't die a pussy. Don't be the guy who's on tape freaking out, falling.
Dave Chappelle,
I would rather just stand there and continue smoking.
Dave Chappelle had a skit about that. He was like, I shit my pants. Well, he's like on 911. His frantic 911 call. He's like, oh shit, I shit my pants. It was so fucking funny. But, I don't know. You say that now, but...
No, that's why I keep on telling myself every time I go in the fucking elevator.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Because you can never prepare yourself for that.
Yeah, I mean, with the stabbing, like... You know, I'm not a big. I said this in the other podcast. Like, I'm not a big person, but like, I thought if I were to get stabbed, I'd be like crying and like just like being like whatever. But like, the adrenaline rush, I guess. Mm. Like, I just took action. I had to fucking wrap myself up. Like, no crying whatsoever.
Okay. Well, here's a straight up question. Since I'm actually in front of someone who can answer this.
Yeah.
The impact. What was that? Can you remember it? Or was it one of those, like, flash things that adrenaline just instantly kicks in and you don't really realize the impact?
Alright, so you have to remember that everything happens so fast, right? Mm. So it went in, and... I barely felt it. I felt it more when it came out. Mm. Because when it came out, it started squirting, like...
And it probably wasn't right away either. Or
what do you mean?
Like, goes in, goes out?
You know, yeah, in and it went right back out, which is like the worst thing that you could do. You should fucking.
Well, not.
You don't want to bleed out.
Can you even show me that fucking one? Is it serrated?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, no fucking wonder fucking it's on the way out.
Yeah, like. You know, and like the adrenaline rush kicks in like right away. You know what I mean? Like. It's like, fuck, my sinuses are really, really fucking bad. Hey, it's getting better, though. I got one more day off, and then, like, I get to go back to work and fucking chill, you know? So, if for those of you who can't see, Dan keeps drunk texting like an idiot. He won't tell us why yet, but, you know, that's why he's been a little bit more quiet this part three. He keeps,
I mean, not to mention time, you know, time is weird like that, you know, it starts to, like, creep up on you.
Yeah, we've been doing almost 3 hours, I think, like, it's been pretty, almost 3 hours. And,
see, like, that's the beauty, though, like, I mean, if you're just chilling with a cat who, it doesn't even feel like it's any fucking effort, like, well, you know? Where, like, you spout a story and it makes me think of one, or you ask a question and I answer one and then that gives you a, you know, like,
that's what's missing from people. People don't like that fucking conversation.
They said that's missing from this podcast. Oh, fuck you, man.
Yeah, right. But yeah. But we're almost on 3 hours. Is there anything else you wanna say before we wrap it up?
I mean, I usually don't, so...
You redeemed yourself from the last time.
All the peeps who are listening and will be listening...
Yeah.
See you next time.
See you next
time. If not, fucking downvote this shit and I'll never fucking see you again. Fuck yourself.
Alright, until next time, motherfuckers. I'll see you later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.